so special, so special, so special.
Very special.
I just want you to know that you are really something about you. Special. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I.
What's up? It's your girl, Nettie Brielle, and you are now listening to my mixtape. It's called Love, Pain, and Music, a collaboration of songs I've been working on for the last couple of years. This song right here is called Screaming. It's one of my favorites. The slap on it is ridiculous. Shout out to my big brother, Traxamillion, and I want to thank all of you out there for supporting my music, so turn it up.
I want you to get to really know me. Take the time and listen to my melody. I'm the lady that you hear him calling, let it be.
Giving you all of me, yeah.
Can you turn it up a little louder? Did you hear me?
A little bit louder.
Gotta show you what I'm feeling. I'ma go hard, no doubt, believe me. Because I've been pushing for so long, and this is what I love.
To be in the studio. Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am special as ever.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. Had to support Amoeba out there in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. I love it. And that's where you're from, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it. So, introduce yourself to the people, where you come from, what you do, all that good stuff.
My name is Netta B or Netta Brielle, whichever you prefer. I come from Berkeley, California, born and raised. I've been doing music, performing, acting, writing since about 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Just put on a mixtape. I'm very, very excited about everything that I've done kind of leads up to this. And the mixtape is called Love, Pain, and Music. just dropped last week, or this past week, this past Tuesday. Very excited to see what everyone has to say about it. So I've been Googling, checking out the feedback. Before that, I had an EP, Electric Rebel Sounds, which is available now on iTunes. That was my very first project, so this is kind of like showing my growth from then to now. Been working and doing music since the day that I can remember, pretty much 5 years old. Did some work with MC Hammer, got to watch him, him grow, and be in the studio with people like him and Tupac and Dwayne Wiggins, and I've just been doing it then all the way till now.
What do you remember from working with Tupac and MC Hammer? Like, is there, like, certain things that you can distinctively remember about them, or?
Well, I do remember being in the fourth grade and my sister coming and picked me up from school and said, you're going to go meet Tupac and rap for Tupac. And I'll probably never forget that because I was walking out of the classroom telling all the kids and they did not believe me. I almost didn't believe myself. Then I was able to experience that. So it's definitely a blessing just to be in the presence of such icons and people who've just been within music and changed music, created new fields. And I'm just excited for all the things I've been through so far when I get to music.
So you have your own sound that you call urban pop. How do you describe that, and how did you kind of find that sound?
Well, I think it's just kind of like a mixture of hip-hop, pop, R&B, jazz, alternative, all infused into who I am.
Definitely.
Like, coming from Berkeley, like, I kind of did grow up in an urban area, but I was still introduced to so many different cultures and people and music, and I think that term urban pop just kind of makes up the person that I am too. Very edgy, hip-hoppy, but poppy too.
Definitely. Well, we are gonna have more with Netta Brielle coming up. Right now we're gonna hop back into the music. You know I have to do a little bit of J. Cole every week, so we're gonna go with Unabomber this week right here, Special Sundays.
Yeah, fresh off the motherfucking broadcast, and I'm here, fuego, nigga. Yeah, hey, it's happening fast. Yeah, I told niggas on the low, but they ain't hear it though. Boy, that man in the mirror is a miracle. Hey, wipe your face, mama told you no more tears would flow. We eating better than we was a few years ago. Send you Western Union on my payday. A week later, it's May Day. So you return the favor, we stayed afloat like some sailors. Bill collectors blowing us up, they couldn't fade us. Bitch, I made straight A's, go ahead and try to degrade us. Haters, but this one's funny. Man, 1 year later, I was on them phones collecting money. A lesson for me, everybody got a story, dawg. Unfortunately learned I can't do nothing for you, dawg. I'm trying to run the whole game like a morning jog, with hits like a porno blog. Not hopping out the shower to make $10 an hour. Ain't judging though, to each his own. You pay your bills and raise your kids inside a decent home. More power to you, but a message to you, fuck niggas. I hope your kids grow up and never wanna fuck with you. This punk nigga knocked up two hoes at the same time and told his nigga they was lying, dawg, they ain't mine. That's cold-blooded, but ain't nothing new. Same old, fuck it though, what's up with you? If you made it this far listening without skipping, then I gotta show love. Don't worry, I'm just venting the late-night thoughts of a nigga on a mission. And I rock my girl to sleep in missionary position. Tuck the ass in and then I went and grabbed pen and there you have it. Words flowing like magic, it's truly accurate. You niggas posing like some hoes up in a beauty pageant. Nobody touching me, it's like I got the cooties rapping. Remember when we called niggas African booty scratchers? Yeah, that was random, but man, so is life. You grab your needle, grab your thread and hope you sew it right. I find myself fiending for a spot to go at night, with a liquor flowing steady and a hoes polite. The fast lane make me reminisce on slower life. The Unabomber, bitch, I'm blowing up overnight. Boom. Hey yo, it's happening fast. I say it's happening fast. All the drama that I had to get past, will it last? Or will it pass just as quick as it came? Hoes knowing my name, dog, welcome to fame. I pray to God we don't change. But even if you don't, most niggas look at you strange. But I guess I can't complain. Hey man, it's happening fast. I say it's happening fast. I say it's happening fast, fast.
shirt, Damo Genesis. Throwing chairs, killing shit, I'm half privileged. Think white and have nigger lips, tad different. Mad smart, act ignorant. Shit, I pass the class when my dad starts giving shit. But as long as our relationship is turdless, I'ma keep burning rubber and fucking these beats with burnt dick. Who that? Oh, that new coon John Cusack. Mecca button up, shout and bring Fubu back. Hands full of coke, mouth full of crack, Muzak. I peach on a do-rag, guess who's back? With no hint, we're egging with no tent. Plus it's a shotgun under the seat where your host sits. The night striker, I'm riding her, up tying her. It's nine bike getting stuck inside of the windpipes of her. A little bit of sherm sure provokes the fucking fight in her. She started biting cause I'm giving cock like it's advice to her. Take that, I'm on top like wave caps. This is grade A rap. Now I'ma bring that bass back, nigga.
I said it's only you I'm kissing. To me, but it seems like some missing. Could it be that my heart can't take the distance? By your side, be Jordan, I play Scottie Pippen. That's together nonstop, yeah, that's straight winning. My favorite hobby right now is taking like your linen. Giving you what you need until you say you finish. Give me time, cause I'm trying to see what's real. It's all new and I'm trying to see how to feel. All I know is I'm really trying to keep you close. What happens after that? Man, we never know. You something else, the way your body glow. I was looking for a star and you stole the show. I'm just trying to win and see. But meanwhile, baby girl, you ain't gotta leave. Nah.
So can you do me a favor? Can you pull it together? Make it sooner than later. I won't be here forever. And I realize you're taking too long. So baby, can you
what's up, this is Fast Sean, and right now you're listening to Special Sundays with my girl, Miss Special, so keep it locked.
Gun on his waist, no sense of direction, no one to relate. Attitude stopping, he just stuck in his ways. Hustling haze, how the funds came. Out trapping, never listened to the preacher. The corner where you could reach him, inviting any beef. Kept his palms on his Nina, cursing the teacher. Sat in front of me, always peeped him. My freshman year, he was the only senior in the class, cause he never passed. Came and went, didn't graduate, hit the streets. Gang banging with some angry kids, that's famous for maiming niggas. Mama used to tell me, stay away from them. Too intense when he talks, it never makes sense. A fake pimp, 19, and his future's looking kinda dim.
Should've used common sense. Relax your mind, inside you will find a gym. Pulled out a side,
relax
I said
yourself, just relax yourself. Relax yourself, just chill. You gotta relax yourself, just relax yourself. Relax yourself and just chill. You gotta relax yourself, just relax yourself. Relax yourself and just chill. You gotta relax yourself, just relax yourself. Relax yourself and just chill.
Shots of Henny, Grey Goose or Remy, whatever alcohol substance he can abuse. Life dwindling down like a dynamite fuse. Driving down the road, might just explode. Out in a drunken rage, with a bottle for a passenger strapped to ease the pain. His wife just shook on him and she took his son. Left no numbers, left in the slumber. Found out who Tanisha was and how Tanisha was 4 months pregnant. Her legitimate son, he accelerates on the gas and runs the red light. Hits the driver's side of a Pontiac all white. Head hits the windshield, vision ain't right. Who we hitting the Pontiac was his dead wife. Took his son's life. Now if the story was real, I guess the moral is to just
relax yourself, just relax yourself. Relax yourself and just chill. You gotta relax yourself, just relax yourself. Relax yourself and just chill.
What's up? This is Fast Shine, and right now you're listening to Special Sundays with my girl, Miss Special, so keep it locked.
Special Sundays. I'm your host, Miss Special, hanging out with you again on Sunday. We started that set off with Unabomber by J. Cole. Then we have Blade by Earl Sweatshirt going out to the homie Telepath listening. I appreciate it. Then we had Better Late Than Never, Roxanne and Roman. Then we just had Relax, You and I, featuring Fashion. The, you know, ghost of KSFS decided to play. That Fashion dropped twice, but whatever works. So we still have Ned Abriel in the studio, still hanging out.
Hey.
Hi. So we're going to kind of take a journey through your discography. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you first released Meet Me on the Stage, and I heard that you released that by yourself.
Right.
How was that process? I couldn't imagine releasing a whole project by myself.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you for recognizing that I released that mixtape. A lot of people don't know that. But
it's like hidden on the interwebs of the internet.
Right,
I was like,
right.
Whoa.
Nobody really knows that. So as you can see, I didn't even bring that up first. But it was a special project that did mean a lot to me. And I put it out myself, me and my friends, before I met my management. And I was in college and I used my financial aid money press them up, to get them mixed and mastered and all that crazy stuff.
Oh, wow.
But I put a lot into it. And we decided to call it Meet Me on the Stage because... Well, first of all, I feel like the stage is my home, and that's my favorite part about being an artist. And I can get on the stage and wipe you in sweats, and I will still give 110%. So to me, I mean, I just felt like if you want to know who I am or you want to know the real me, like, you know, come to a performance, meet me on the stage, and you'll see the realness or whatever. So this is Meet Me on the Stage. She said you had a track with you.
Yes. Or did you work with anybody on there, or was it all you?
It was pretty much all me.
Nice.
It was all me. We just found some tracks, you know, got on the internet, found some instrumentals that I thought would go nice with what I was doing. And the people who did know about it really loved it and wanted me to re-release it and all that. But I really just wanted to keep going forward. And once I met my management company, we just kept moving forward. But there are some songs on there that I didn't want to just kind of let slide. So we definitely put them on this new mixtape.
Nice.
So if you did miss the old mixtape, there are some of those tracks on this
So we are going to get into some random track because mine aren't labeled. So okay. We're going to get into something random. We're going to surprise the people. And then, like you said, we're going to keep moving forward. So
okay, cool.
Let's get into a track off of Meet Me on the Stage. Ned Abriel, Special Sundays.
Chase. open that eye. You know that I'm well worth the wait.
To win it, to live it, you still gotta chase me.
Sundays. That was Chase by Netta Brielle, who we have in the studio. You said that was your least favorite song.
Well,
that makes me sad. The one song that I pick randomly just happened.
But it brought back so many memories.
I liked it.
That brought back good memories.
I liked it. So let's keep going forward. Let's talk about Electric Rebel Sounds. Why did you decide to call it that?
Well, I think I like pop music. I like to infuse pop music with hip-hop, which is what I was telling you. And a lot of people I was working with at the time felt like I have the kind of voice that should maybe go more so just R&B or neo-soul. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of not what I grew up on. That's not what my heart. I love that kind of music. I could listen to it all day, every day. But I want to be able to do more of a wide range of music. So I feel like I'm a rebel. I feel like I do what I want to do. I feel like I don't care what you say. This is what I'm going to do.
That's dope.
So I feel like my music is electrifying. Gives you that good dance, feel good energy. Mm-hmm. And we just call it Electric Rebel Sound.
That's nice. Yeah. Who'd you work with on there?
Worked with Irk the Jerk, Tracks a Million, Bedrock. And to me, those are like my top favorite producers coming out of the Bay Area.
Definitely.
And two of those producers are artist producers, so they know what it means for an artist to say, this is the kind of track I want. I want it exactly like this. And I did go specifically to Irk and to Tracks a Million and told them what I wanted, and they delivered just what I needed.
Nice.
So that, you know, I really love that project. It's just kind of have that feel-good poppy music, but definitely hip-hop influence. Did some videos off of there that is on YouTube right now. And my YouTube page is youtube.com/NettaBTV. Shot a video for Tonight, produced by Bedrock. Also a video for Dirty Boys, produced by Tracks a Million. And those videos really just give you a sense of who I am. I'm from Berkeley. I'm a B-girl. I can wear tennis shoes. I can wear heels. And I mean, my videos just kind of show who I really am. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like a tomboy.
Where did you shoot the Dirty Boys video? That set was so dope. I'm really? Like, oh my God, I never seen that before.
That was in Berkeley. It's actually not there anymore. They covered it up a week after we did the video. It was just a big open area and just graffiti everywhere.
I can't believe they covered it up.
Yeah,
they covered it up. Sad.
Yeah, I love that place. So
make sure you guys go check out the videos. They're dope. So what song do you want to get into off of Electric Rebel Sounds?
Speaking of Tracks Million, I guess we have to go with That Boy Is Dope. That is one of my favorites.
All right, let's get into it right here. Special Sundays.
Yeah.
Special Sundays. I am your host, Miss Special, hanging out with Netta Brielle in the studio. We just had That Boy Is Dope, produced by Traxamillion, off of the Electric Rebel Sounds EP that is on iTunes right now. You can go get it. So, that leads us up to Love, Pain, and Music, which you just released last week. Why did you decide to title it that?
Well, another artist from the Bay Area was kind of, I was having a hard time coming up with a title. Mm-hmm. And, another artist asked me, well, you know, where do you feel like you're at in your life right now? And name three words that would describe. And that's just the first thing that kind of came to mind. And really just going through this whole process with you, listening to the EP and the old mixtape, like I didn't realize that I do have material. Like, I'm always in the one moment and not realizing everything else I've done. So this is kind of refreshing. But just those are the three words that came to me, and that's kind of where I'm at in my life. Like those are the three things that...
Kind of bittersweet. Exactly. We could do without the pain, but hey,
exactly.
Comes with it.
Right.
So who did you work with on this project?
I worked with a few writers. A good friend of mine, Christian, out of Berkeley as well. Great writer, Sam. She's a great writer too, writer artist. I did add some songs from this from the last mixtape I was telling you about, so definitely Bedrock. Irk the Jerk has a new one on this one called The One. Not music, the one from the EP, but a song called The One. And Raphael Casal, he's one of my friends I grew up with in Berkeley as well, another lyricist out of the Bay Area. And really excited about it, really ready to see what everyone has to say. Pushing Away was the first single that we released from it, and I was sitting on that song for a while. I wasn't even a big fan of it, but my manager and other people that were around, like, you're crazy, this song is hot. And I'm just like, oh, well, just put it out, I don't care. And they just put it out, and got a lot of positive feedback from it, so we decided to do a video for it, but we wanted to do something a little different from what you've seen with Dirty Boys and Tonight.
Yeah, that video is amazing. Like,
thank you.
I think it's just from, like, a women's perspective.
Exactly.
Like, the story that it tells and how it just kind of sees, like, you affect my whole day.
Exactly.
And if you're not acting right, I can't do things
right. I can't
like,
think. Right.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
So that video was so dope to me. I'm like, yes, like you got it. Like
Thank you.
Get it.
Thank you.
That was dope. And then you also did a video for Inseparable.
Right.
That one was very classic.
Thank you. We actually did that the same day we did Dirty Boys.
Oh, wow.
And that song, my mom used to sing that to me when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And so it has like a special meaning to me. So recorded that. That was on the first mixtape. But since... A lot of people didn't know about me as much then, so I thought that it was necessary to add it to this one. And in fact, people are hitting me on Twitter like, I love the Inseparable track, but it's like 4 years old. Nobody really realizes it. And
Let's
people are just now watching
kids.
The video. Yeah. So I was looking on my YouTube page the other day, and I'm like, okay, I guess we do have some things to work with. And
Definitely.
That video is one of my favorites.
So what would you say is your favorite song on Love, Pain, and Music?
It changes every day,
that's,
I guess, depending
I
on if I'm
say.
In love or I'm feeling pain or music. I don't know. But right now, I like Takeover. That's my favorite right now.
All right. So I want to get into Pushing Away just because I'm selfish like that.
Okay.
And then we will get into Takeover. You want to introduce them to the people?
This is called Pushing Away, produced by MA out of San Francisco. The video is on YouTube right now, youtube.com/NettaBTV. Pushing Away.
Here it is. Special Sundays.
Okay, I'm ready. This song right here is called Pushing. You can see the video on YouTube right now. That's youtube.com/NettaBTV. Shout out to MA.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am free again. Keep on running, don't let up.
just wanna be inside your world. I just wanna be your number one girl. Keep on pushing me away. You keep on pushing me away. And I refuse to let you go. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. I'm trying to fake you.
Miss Special, hanging out with Netta Brielle in the studio. We just played two tracks off of the Love Pain of Music. We have Pushing Away and Takeover. Make sure if you haven't downloaded that, you make sure that you do it. Where can they download it at?
You can download it right now on nettabrielle.bandcamp.com.
Easy enough, right there.
Yeah, free download.
Super easy. So, a kind of side track that I'm like absolutely in love with is Perfect Mistake with Irk the Jerk. What was that like? Video, the song itself.
First of all, that's one of my favorite songs off of the Prelude. It is my favorite, and I always tell him that I wish it was longer.
Definitely. Can we do something about it?
I know. Yeah,
we really need to.
I had a great time doing the video with him. It was fun.
The concept is so dope itself.
I know. When he explained it to me, I was like, what? And I was like, let me call you back. And I had to see if it was cool for me to do it. But it was fine. And I went to San Jose State and I studied acting. And I haven't done very much acting since I've been out of school. So that was like the first time I've actually done something and not have to be Netta or whatever. So
nice.
I really had a good time and I'm glad he asked me to do it.
So, let's just get right into it. We're going to do the video version because I left the CD in my car because...
You were playing it.
That's how much I play it. Like, if you've heard me play it in my car, you know it's just on repeat. So, let's get into it right now. Special Sundays, Earth the Jerk, Netta B, Perfect Mistake.
Welcome, welcome,
I'm your host, Miss Special. That was Irk the Jerk featuring Netta Brielle with Perfect Mistake. I get so caught up watching that video that I was like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be, you know, hosting a radio show. My bad. If you haven't checked that video out, go to YouTube, type it in, Perfect Mistake, Irk the Jerk. I love it.
I'm just loving it.
So, what else is next for you in the midst of everything that's going on? What can we look forward to?
Well, right now I'm pushing this mixtape, which is kind of like an introduction to the next EP that I have coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping February.
Nice.
It's entitled MB Heartbreak. Really, really excited about it. And we decided to do this mixtape just to have something out there while I'm preparing, you know, this next project. Nice. Not really ready for an album yet. I just want to keep coming with small projects and then have that big album just blow everybody away.
Makes sense.
Just leading up to that moment. But right now, you can definitely download the mixtape for free. It's called Love, Pain, and Music. It's on nettabrielle.bandcamp.com. You can Google it. I'm sure it'll come up somewhere. Also, the Electric Rebel Sounds is still available on iTunes.
Sure.
All the videos are on YouTube. That's youtube.com/nettabtv. Really, really excited thus far. I mean, this is what I wanted to do from the age of 5 all the way until now. The fact that I'm still pushing and trying to get there, you know, just... Love, Pain, and Music. So,
dope.
I want to shout out my Rebels, which is my team personally, Dewan Dobie, Kahara Morris, Rika, Lily, Denisha, Chris, and those are just some of the people who have helped, you know, helped me get this far and support my music and help me promote, style me, nice. Do my hair, do my makeup. So, you know, just having them there with me definitely keeps me strong with this, and definitely PK, who brought me here today. Gold Me Management, very, you know, keeping me on my toes.
Shout out to him for contacting me. I super appreciate it.
Definitely. So I'm just happy to still be here, and shout out to everybody out there with a dream, whether you're trying to be a lawyer, a singer, a basketball player, a writer, a poet. I mean, just really stick to it, and it's all definitely about the people that you have around you.
Definitely. So what I'm going to do is I want to get into Deuces, because you're going to leave soon. So it kind of ties in, right? So you want to introduce that track to the people?
Well, this is called Deuces. I stole it from Chris Brown's cute self. And I just did a verse on it, so.
Let's get into it right now. Special Sundays.
For the birds, you ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa.
Rockstar.
I know you mad, what's the word? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up. I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye to her.
Keep my composure. Is it me or is it her? I wish you would just grow up. It's hard to believe you could be so damn selfish, yeah. I'm looking for a man who truly understands and dropping me a couple hundred grand.
Whoa.
People, it's your boy Black Milk.
This is Carlita Durant.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is Fonte.
This is Miguel.
This is J. Cole.
Y'all know what it is.
Special Sundays with
my girl, Miss Special.
On KSFS.
Every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
How special is this? This is special.